This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, back with another episode of the Dopamine Detox Challenge. So today, we're diving into something that's super important but often gets tucked away in the recesses of our minds. Forgiveness. I mean, who hasn't felt that burning anger, that icy resentment simmering inside after someone wronged us? It's like a splinter in your soul, right? But here's the thing. Holding on to grudges doesn't just hurt the other person. It hurts you more than you realize. Think about it. That anger, that bitterness, it takes up space in your mind, steals your energy, and keeps you stuck in the past. You know that feeling when you replay a conversation over and over, analyzing every word? That's your brain being hijacked by the grudge monster. Not cool, huh? Let's get real for a second. Life is messy. People make mistakes, sometimes big ones. We all mess up, whether it's intentionally or accidentally. But here's the beauty of forgiveness. It's not about condoning what happened. It's about choosing to release the grip that anger and resentment have on you. It's a gift you give yourself, a way to break free from the chains of negativity. So how do we actually cultivate this thing called forgiveness? It's not always easy, I get it. But trust me, it's worth it. Here are some key takeaways. First off, understand that forgiveness is a process, not a switch you can just flip. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. Don't beat yourself up if you don't feel instantly forgiving. Start with small steps, maybe acknowledging the hurt you feel or recognizing the other person's humanity. Next, try to see things from their perspective. What might have been going on in their life that led them to make that hurtful choice? This doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help create empathy and understanding. Remember, people often act out of pain, fear, or insecurity. Now, this one's big. Forgive for yourself. Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It doesn't work that way. Forgiveness isn't about them. It's about you taking back your power, releasing the negativity, and creating space for healing and peace within yourself. Another vital piece is letting go of the need for an apology. Sometimes, people may not acknowledge their wrongdoing or offer a sincere apology. That's okay. Forgiveness doesn't require a response from them. It's a conscious decision you make for your own well-being. Think of it like this. Forgiveness is like removing the burden, even if they never admit to causing it. Finally, remember that forgiveness isn't about forgetting what happened. It's about learning from the experience and choosing not to let it define you. It's about moving forward with a lighter heart, stronger relationships, and a renewed sense of purpose. Okay, picture this. You're at a family gathering, and your cousin brings up that old argument you had years ago. The tension is thick in the air, your blood starts to boil. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But instead of letting those familiar feelings take over, you take a deep breath, remember this podcast, and consciously choose forgiveness. You might not be best buds with your cousin yet, but by letting go of that anger, you've created space for something more positive, maybe even a genuine connection. See? Forgiveness is like magic. Look, I know it's not always easy. But the benefits of forgiveness are undeniable: less stress, stronger relationships, better mental and physical health. It's a journey worth taking. So today, I challenge you to take a small step towards forgiveness. Maybe start by acknowledging your feelings, reflecting on the situation, or even just letting go of a tiny grudge. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoings. It's about liberating yourself from the shackles of negativity. It's about choosing love over anger, peace over resentment, and healing over bitterness. And trust me, your soul will thank you for it. So keep those phones down, engage with the world around you, and start practicing that forgiveness. And as always, if you're ready to ditch the digital distractions and embrace a more mindful life, join me every day on the Dopamine Detox Challenge podcast. Let's navigate this crazy world together, one mindful step at a time. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.